This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Imagine if ancient humans never thought of venturing out of Africa. Where would have been the human civilization today? Maybe still surviving in Africa with limited knowledge of the outer world and limited advancement, like the uncontacted indigenous tribes of rainforest. In fact, the extensive variation among human, their way of life, beliefs, understanding and utilization of nature, so on and so forth, would have never developed. All this happened just because early human thought of exploring. Exploration of unknown creates a need which can be fulfilled by metamorphic inventions, and the outcome of explorations brings in fascinating discoveries. Thus, the journey of unknown started eons ago, triggered the invisible cascade of discoveries for eternity. Today, we will look into those discoveries which are of importance presently. Top 10 Bioscientific Discoveries of 2018, presented by Biotechnica team member Sunita. 2018 saw many breakthrough discoveries in field of science, right from discovery of new giant dinosaur fossils, ghost particle, rare I7 crystals, new organ, to first ancestral cell. All these discoveries have added some new information to the existing knowledge and can pave the way for future discoveries. Among those many interesting discoveries, we are presenting today top 10 findings in biosciences. Number 1 is the most sensational findings of the year, CRISPR baby. With the advent of GMOs, people started to imagine about the future of oddity in form of designer babies. In fact, world has been speculating long for the probability of such research going on secretly somewhere. These speculations came to be true when, prior to second International Summit on Human Genome Editing, news broke out about Dr. He Jianhui creating first ever gene edited babies, twin girls Lulu and Nana. Dr. He performed CRISPR-mediated gene editing in human embryos to make them HIV-resistant. The gene which was targeted was CCR5, a mutant version already found in some Northern Europe populations. But the news, though remarkable, shocked the world and has been thoroughly criticized for its inappropriate execution, lack of foresight on the part of the researcher in terms of long-term effects, and most important concern is the effectiveness in HIV resistance. Right now, it is difficult to say whether the research is successful or failure, but whatever it be, the consequences are going to be far-fetching. Next in the line is number 2. First ever cloning of monkeys, the macaws. A postdoctoral fellow of Chinese Academy of Sciences, Zhen Liu, has successfully created clones of primates for the first time. However, prior to this finding, in 1999, researchers had cloned rhesus macaws by early stage embryo splitting. But the present research employs a different technique called somatic cell nuclear transfer. If we go back to 1996, Dolly, the famous clone ship, was created using the same technique. It is quite advantageous compared to embryo splitting, as theoretically indefinite number of clones can be created by this method from a single donor. This is first time efforts of Chinese researchers have yielded in successful clones of non-human primates in form of birth of two male macaws named Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua. This discovery again has potential for both progress and controversies. For biomedical research, this can be a boom, but equally terrifying is the ethical concern over cloning of non-primates just for the research purpose. And most importantly, will it not fail the idea of possible human cloning next? Think over it. Number 3 position is the far famous twin paradox of relativity. So according to Einstein's relativity, one of the twins moving at the speed of light in space towards a distant star will remain younger compared to its other twin who remains on Earth. So space travel makes the twins to age differently. Well, in a unique study published by NASA on identical twins Kelly brothers, Scott and Mark, reports show that age is not differently affected, but space travel can change many biological processes. Scott Kelly spent 1 year in International Space Station, and during this time his space genes were activated, which was not found in Mark. After returning to Earth, 93% of Scott's gene expression returned to normal level, except 7%, even after 2 years of space travel. Along with it, other differences observed were lengthening of telomeres, changes in collagen, bone formation, blood clotting, and hyperactive immune system. This study gives insight on effect of space travel on human, which can help in planning future space expeditions. Now, whether space travel can affect aging or not, but for sure, the next number 4 finding on aging can put up a broad smile on many faces, that is, reversed aging in mice. Dr. Leonard Gorant and Dr. David Sinclair and their team made an interesting discovery, the mechanism behind vascular aging and muscle decline in mice. Both the conditions are associated with aging, leading to morbidity and mortality. Treatment of mouse with NAD precursors, NMN or nicotinamide mononucleotide, activated the enzyme sirtuin deacylase, which is gradually lost during aging. This protein activation reverses the signs of aging by promoting neovascularization, increasing blood supply to tissues and organs, and reducing cell death. These experimental mice were found to almost 50 to 80% better in performing physical exercise compared to control. Altogether, the present discovery has an immense potential in enhancing the stamina, performance, and endurance of an organism. Surely this has opened many vistas for future research. So, having immortal life may not remain as a figment of imagination or a mythical concept for long. In number 9 is the most amazing discovery, a new organ. An organ which has so far evaded physicians, the interstitium. With the advent of new imaging technique, probe-based confocal laser endomicroscopy helped Dr. Neil Pease and his team of New York University School of Medicine to identify the new organ. It appeared as extensive interconnected fluid-filled spaces in connective tissue. These finally drain into lymphatic system and are supported by thick collagen bundles and associated fibroblasts. In fact, they are so abundant that are found almost throughout, below the skin, submucosa of the entire peribronchial and arterial soft tissue, urinary tract, gastrointestinal tract, and fascia. This is a significant finding in terms of completing our understanding about working of human body and conditions like fibrosis, edema, and cancer metastasis. Likewise, many important advancements in medicine and treatment have been achieved in the year 2018. So the next number 6 discovery is cure for blindness. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is caused by malfunctioning of a layer of cells underlying photoreceptors in the macula known as retinal pigment epithelium, RPE. RPE are supportive cells which help to maintain photoreceptors. As they stop working, photoreceptors die, leading to blindness. Majority of the cases of blindness occur due to AMD, and as such, there is paucity for treatment. Many researchers have targeted the stem cells for the treatment purpose. In clinical trial 2, people with the condition of AMD received stem cell patches in damaged portion of retina. The stem cells restored the RPE cells, and the patients gradually regained the ability to read and visualize faces. The outcome of this trial is very promising and has a potential to cure blindness caused by ADM. Stem cell therapy has been extensively used in this year for sickle cell anemia, multiple sclerosis, cancer, Alzheimer's, and many more diseases. But another extraordinary development which can be included at number 7 is development of artificial T cells. It sounds unbelievable, but yes, it is possible. Researchers at ULCA have created a synthetic T cell which mimics the shape, size, and basic functions of T cell. The technology used for this is microfluidics, creating microparticles of alginate whose elasticity was adjusted using calcium ions, ultimately forging the T cells in terms of physical appearance. Appropriate biological activity was imparted by coating the T cell with phospholipids and bioconjugating CD4 molecules. These surface modifications converted it into functional T cell. Development of artificial T cell is a key step towards better understanding of immune system. It is a key step towards the ability to design another immune cell and use them as a treatment for disease like autoimmunity, hypersensitivity, and cancer. At number 8 is the discovery which made headlines all over the world: memory transplantation. Yes, it sounds almost like famous Harry Potter series memory extraction, where a single memory can be isolated and stored in bottle or even mute in a pensive. May not be so much vivid, but the research conducted by Dr. David Glanzmann has provided a definite clue to the mechanism of memory development. According to Dr. Glanzmann, memories are encoded in RNA molecules. To prove this, he triggered a defensive response in sea hares by first sensitizing it with series of electric shock, followed by prodding in spout known as siphon. The defensive response was contraction of gills. Next step was RNA isolation from the snails, which was then injected into snails who were never exposed to the same experience. Those recipient snails were now found to be sensitized and showed same defensive response on receiving the trigger of prodding in siphon. This finding, though, sheds a light on some part of mechanism, yet other researchers are skeptical to accept it. Maybe more research in this direction can give us a better understanding. Till then, we can just speculate. But for sure now, humans can think of migrating to other planets without the worry of food. Why? Well, that is number 9 discovery: agriculture without earth, daylight, and pesticide. That also in Antarctica. Scientists at Germany's New Mayer Station 3 in Antarctica achieved this difficult task by designing high-tech greenhouses. Even in the sub-zero temperature of minus 20 degrees Celsius, the greenhouses were able to maintain ambient conditions for growth of different vegetables. The researchers were able to harvest 3.6 kg of salad greens, 18 cucumbers and 70 radishes. And in future, hope to achieve a yield of 4 to 5 kg of fruits and vegetables per week. Similar research is being conducted by NASA in space stations. So we hope one day to grow vegetables on Mars, just like the movie Martian. And finally, number 10 discovery is growing meat in labs to remove animal cruelty for food. Many labs are working on it, but there is a barrier, that is, still, for the growth of the cells, bovine serum is required, which again comes from animal slaughter. A Dutch startup, Meatable, has solved this problem by using stem cells harvested from the umbilical cord and developing a proprietary technique which can coax the stem cells to differentiate into muscles and fat cells. Although a perfect recipe for the meat formation in lab minus any cruelty to any animal. So in near future, you can order a lab-grown meat burger or sausage, but look for the price tag. So these were some of the top 10 discoveries of the year 2018. Let us see what this year has in store for us. So till then,